Welcome to Mortadoor Classroom. Here we are. We have as our guest Mr. Littlelow, who's come all the way from England to be in our classroom. And Nadia has invited him because he's Nadia's dad. So we have some questions to do with our study of celebrating yesterday about how school was in different times and different places. So our first person is Tullamore. Tullamore, you've got a question to ask.
What year did you go to school?
All right. Good morning, everyone, first of all. And I went to school in the 60s, the early 60s. It's probably about, I don't know, I can't remember. It's so far back, I can't remember. I think it's 60, 62, 63. But it was before the moon landing.
What school did you go to?
I went to a school in South London. It was called Elchingham Primary School. It's been knocked down now, but I think the schoolkeeper's house is still left. But it was so old that it was worn out, and it basically knocked down.
How many classes did you have?
I think there are probably about 10 classes in the school. So there were quite a few. It's certainly bigger than your class here. Yeah. We had quite a few children.
Did you wear uniforms?
We didn't wear uniforms as such, but the boys had to wear short trousers. There were no long trousers. You had to wear short trousers, and you had to have black shoes. There were no trainers, and you had to have a shirt and a jumper or just a shirt. The girls had to wear skirts or dresses. Girls weren't allowed to wear trousers. And girls had to have black shoes.
What type of things did you do at school?
We concentrated on reading, writing, and arithmetic. Those were the three main things we did. And it was done by sort of repetition, you know, where you keep repeating things. It wasn't as exciting as the stuff that you're doing. It was very mundane. And you had to not talk at all in the class. And you couldn't leave your chair unless you put your hand up. So you had to be quiet for the whole lesson until the teacher spoke to you. Or if you wanted to speak, you put your hand up.
What did you eat?
Well, we didn't have packed lunches. We had something called school dinners, where you had to line up for school dinners, and you had to eat everything on your plate. And basically you'd have vegetables, usually potato, and a meat item. And if you're lucky, I think it was on Friday, if everyone was good, there might be chips. Do you call them chips here? No, not crisps. These are French fries, or fish and chips. Chips you'd have on a Friday if everyone was good. But if nobody was good, you'd just have the name of greens, potatoes and meat. And if you didn't eat all that, you wouldn't get any sweet, because you'd get pudding as well. And the puddings were usually quite nice and exciting. I advise everybody to stay on at school as long as you can, because it is the best time of your life. I mean, no, may not think so sometimes, but it is actually, to me, it's great fun. I wish I was back at school.
Did you ever get the cane?
Yeah, our school, we didn't have the cane. We had something called the slipper. They used to have a slipper. And if you're naughty, you'd get the slipper for lots of things, like talking in class, disrupting the class. In some schools, if you were late, you'd get the slipper. Messing about, obviously, PE and stuff, messing about, you'd get the slipper. And it was recorded in a book.
Was it a real slipper?
Yeah, it was a real slipper. Was a real slipper.
They hit you with a real slipper.
Yeah, it was a real slipper. I think it's a bit better than a cane, actually. I didn't take much notice, but yes, I got the slipper. Yeah, I got the slipper when I was at school because I was naughty.
Sorry, Liam. I had a follow-up question.
What's the cane?
Well, the cane is like a stick, usually bamboo. And you'd get whacked on the hands or on your backside, and that used to sting. And it was by degrees. The naughtier you were, the more whacks you got. So I used to say that if you were very naughty, you got six whacks, and sometimes you were sent home. And then more often than not, if you went home and told your parents that you got the cane at school, you'd get a smack at home as well. Because we were told we had to respect the teachers no matter what. And we sat in class and we did as we were told, basically. Right, well basically we had something called a blackboard, and there was chalk, and the teacher would write on the blackboard, and she would tell us we would copy things down in for example, for writing, we would copy things down off the board, and then we'd have spelling tests where the teacher would call out a word and you had to write it down on a piece of paper. I think you'd probably do similar things now. Now in arithmetic, it was repetition. We had to learn the times table, and so we'd have to, you know, recite the times table like over and over again. So you stand up in class and you recite like the two times table. Somebody else.
Three, four,
that's right.
Two, three,
that's right.
Six,
like that's the tune.
Right.
See, you remember the tune. And that's how we learnt. We didn't have anything like computers and stuff like that, but teachers and children did bring things into the class. Like if you'd been to a different place or a different part of the world, bring something in to show the class. We had things like that, but you know, certainly most of it was, I can say, mundane, sort of a bit boring, if you like.
What was your favourite class?
What was my favourite class? I think my favourite class was something called Junk Box. And what that was, from your mum's, you got old boxes and stuff and old squeezy, you know, squeezy bottles and things, washing up liquid bottles, old boxes. You took them to school and then you used to make things. I used to like making things and painting them, you know. That was my favourite.
How did you get to school?
We had that one, didn't we?
That's what I started with. I used to walk to school, Nadia, and then I had to make sure I got out of bed, and I got dressed and washed and cleaned my teeth and had my breakfast, and so I wouldn't be late, because I didn't want the slipper, you see.
Thank you very much. You did very well.